All right, friends, a little disclaimer before this episode. The sound quality is not our best yet. It was three of us recording in a little closet, and you can totally hear us shuffling around and a few barks from our dear dog friend, Coopy. But we hope that this will be evidence of the true homegrown and heart-powered nature of this project. And we're grateful to you all for being with us, even when the quality is less than super professional. With that said, we hope that you enjoy this episode. It's a really special one for all of us, and we are so excited to share what we've been growing with Loam Home with you all. Hey, Loam listeners, this is Kate, the founder of Loam. And today's podcast is a big one because it marks the launch of our Kickstarter to bring Loam Home into being. Loam Home is a community center and creative co-working space in Boulder, Colorado that connects artists, educators, activists, and entrepreneurs to immersive experiences and skill sharing in support of climate regeneration. Although we're piloting Loam Home in Boulder, our vision is to create a model for community centers rooted in care for the climate that can be uniquely adapted to cities across the country. Given the urgency of our current challenges, it's vital that each one of us learn how to link our personal actions to systems change. When we can reweave a sense of connection to Earth and each other through cultivating communities of compassion, we take an integral first step toward healing our hurting world. Consider Loam Home a safe and supportive space for those of us wrestling with inaction, apathy, and anxiety in the face of climate crisis to feel seen in our grief, uplifted in our joy, and held in our hunger to take actions that nurture the better world we know is possible. To celebrate the launch of our Kickstarter, you can find the details in the show notes for this episode. I am so stoked to connect with my cherished friends Jess Drawhorn and Tessa Powell. Jess is a community liaison for Loam Home, and Tessa is our community experience designer. These babes are just two of the many artists and activists who are working to transform our vision for Loam Home into reality. Jess is our go-to gal for keeping us radically educated and richly fed. Her plant-based fare has kept us nourished during many late-night brainstorming sessions. And Tess is our resident ray of sunshine, whose work is to make sure that every one of you who joins in a Loam Home gathering feels truly held. Jess and Tessa, thanks for being co-creators in this community and for all that you are doing to bring this passion project to life.
Yeah, thanks for having us here.
Happy to be here.
So for this episode, I want to bring our listeners into the story of Loam Home, how this big dream began, where it's going, and why we hope to bring our community both in Boulder and beyond into this co-creation.
Yeah, this is Tessa, so I can handle this one.
Yeah.
So Loam Home kind of came into being on this really magical weekend retreat we had in Salida, Colorado, where we were really dreaming up the ways that we can take Loam into a bigger place. And Jess and Kate and I happened to be paired together to kind of break out and brainstorm this. And personally, I had been seeing a lot of things pop up around the coast of the country of, you know, female co-working spaces or even co-working spaces in Denver are becoming very popular, but there hadn't really felt like there was a place where you could also learn and actually be in community with these people. It was kind of like a robotic co-working space. And so from that, we all kind of felt like we've all worked in various places around town and we felt that lack in that energetically. And so Loam Home kind of became the solve for that and also brought it into a deeper place of meaning for us to gather and be together and learn and skill share and have that regenerative aspect in it. So that was kind of where it came from, and we've just been running with it ever since.
Yeah, and I think what was so beautiful is that it totally did feel like kismet that we were partnered together. But it also felt really nice because one of the big things we talked about during this retreat was we're getting to all these conversations here about how we live our values better mm-hmm. and how we show up in community and how we do right by our earth. And when you're in those retreat spaces, you're in these like magical little moments of time where you feel so alive and so energized mm-hmm. and so hopeful. But a big question I think all of us are wrestling, how do we continue to create that mm-hmm. space? Mm-hmm. And I think Loam Home really emerged from a need. How do we make a nourishing container for these deep conversations about stuff that can be really hard, but also really energizing to continue to transpire.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Jess. I feel like I'm already experiencing the benefits of Loam Home. A few months ago, one of our cherished community members, the incredibly sweet and badass baker, Lena, came over to my place to teach a few of us how to tin to and bake sourdough. I had actually completely given up on learning to bake because reading recipes and techniques online, which was much less helpful than Lena's hands-on teaching that she was able to offer. Learning to bake bread on my own wasn't only about avoiding like the plastic waste of store-bought bread. It's also about caring for the people I love by breaking bread with them. It's about connecting with my local bakery that sells heirloom fresh milled flour in the pursuit of grain diversity. And it's mostly about investing my time and energy into a skill that immerses me into my community and ecosystem. I feel really strongly that climate regeneration is a big, complicated puzzle. And pieces of that puzzle are reducing waste, buying more of the right products, less of certain products, cutting back on transportation and consumption. But those aren't the only pieces in play. Coming together as community and being the type of people who can share in this vision of climate regeneration is also a huge piece of making this world come into being.
Mm-hmm. Certainly a really fun one too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I so love that you brought in Lena's bread baking workshop, because to me that was such a sweet distillation of the Loam Home ethos. Is one, it's a way to meet people where they're at, and it's a way to kind of link up skills, link up a shift in our value system to another way to show up for climate regeneration. I think it's so easy to have this really limiting idea of what it means to support care for the climate. And I think something that we're all really passionate about doing is expanding that definition to include bakers and musicians and artists and so many different types of creatives who care deeply about this world and understand that a big part of climate regeneration is transforming our values and where we invest our time and our energy and our resources. Mm-hmm. And choosing to bake bread, right, is so much more than just learning how to tend to your own sourdough. It can be really like deep and radical.
Oh, definitely. And yeah. It's like in getting offline too.
Yes.
That's something we've continuously felt like, okay, it's really easy to connect online and actually use, you know, social media as a tool. It's for greater connection, but ultimately you're still online. So in Boulder, we love to be together and we love to gather, but it's really fun to gather in more than just in twos.
Yeah.
And to share a meal and to, you know, sit outside and to have that kind of conversation flow. And it comes out so differently when you're in those spaces. I think we've all probably experienced that when you're even at like a birthday party or something, it feels really nice to all be in the same space. And we also think it's really important for Loam Home to be a space for men and women and people of all backgrounds to come together. You know, we really want this to feel like the vessel that holds you no matter where you are in your life and what you do. Whether that's tech or that's farming or whatever, we all have places that we want to go and be together and get a coffee or and also move in a space or share a book with a neighbor. And we hope that this is a space where we can all do that.
Yes, and I love offline. Feels so important to us. We had a really great event over the summer called Know Your Neighbor. And the whole idea was, there was a lot of different things we were working with, but one of our intentions with that gathering and something we hope to offer more of in the future is, what would it look like if first thing in the morning, instead of turning to your phone and scrolling through Instagram, you go out and be in community with other people. Mm-hmm. And so we had a really beautiful party at like 7:30 in the morning in my backyard, and people came and there was coffee, beautifully prepared by our friend Hannah, who was an incredible co-creator of this particular event and is the founder of the Coffee Culture Collective. As well as beautiful homemade bread. Bread is obviously an important part of Loam Home.
It really is.
Yeah, and like seasonal spreads from the farmer's market. And we had maybe like 20 people there. It was such a sweet start to the morning. Mm-hmm. And I also think, you know, we talk about this a lot in our meetings, but the ways that we are constantly plugged in this culture and using technology to numb emotions, is really a huge detriment to our capacity to be wholehearted climate activists. We're spending too much time on our screens, online shopping, or scrolling, and less time in dynamic conversation with our earth and one another. And it's so easy, I think, to neglect the role technology plays in this bigger problem. But I, like all of us, I think, really deeply believe that we need to examine that role if we're going to examine what it means to show up to our earth and to show up, you know, vibrantly and vitally during these really difficult times. And it's been really energizing to create these spaces where we invite people to be offline and to be in true community with one another, because that's where, right, that's where we're going to find our ultimate joy.
Yeah, I think we really got to the bottom of that idea during one of our investigation Loam Home forums, where we gathered together our Boulder community to talk about planting the seed of Loam Home and to see what people's feedback was emerging from those conversations. During one in particular, there were about 10 of us gathered together, and we talked about the idea of technology and the ways that it can isolate us and how that drives climate change, like, down the line. So I really feel that technology kind of invites comparison, and, you know, obviously you get served up a lot of ads when you're using apps and social media services and just like any website. And I feel like the more time we spend alone engaging with technology, the more opportunities we have to feel less than and to feel like there are things that we need in our life to make ourselves whole. And so that's a huge driver of climate change, is like consuming more things, like buying more stuff, trying to achieve a goal of like, of becoming whole through having the right clothes or the right vacation. And I feel that community is such a vital antidote to that. Like, if you can show up and be in community with your friends and with your neighbors and just be together and talk and experience the world around you, like the more that you're able to do that, whether it's, you know, a community of one, if it's your best friend on a hike with you, or if it's like, you know, a huge party in the morning for Know Your Neighbor, I think that the more you're able to connect to your own self-worth and you're able to really reflect on what you do have already and what resources you have at your disposal that do make you whole.
Yeah. Well, you said something at that meeting that I'm pretty sure at that forum that everyone jotted down, which is one of the worst things we can do for climate change is be alone. And I was just like, we were all like, snaps. Like, that was so real.
I'm glad you wrote that down, because I was trying to remember what it was.
No, my gosh, I wrote like everything you say down during this meeting. I'm like hunched over my journal.
Yes, loneliness is like, you know, loneliness is really a huge driver of climate change. And just wanting more and aspiring and striving. I mean, those are great values to hold, but I think there's a tipping point where, you know, our aspirations are not serving us anymore. And I think we've reached that tipping point.
Yeah, well, I think we become consumers and not creators, which is a big thing that we're trying to challenge at Loam Home. But we also really, technology creates an easy out for us to not experience our emotions and connect with the grief that I think a lot of us are embodying during these times, or even to really find presence and beauty in the moment. So technology kind of, you know, and I think there are obviously amazing things about technology. The fact that right now we're getting to use this to connect you with y'all is incredible. So I don't want to be like, technology sucks. I think this is so much more about our digital dependence and the way it's taken over our lives, and how it's so vital for people who care about our climate to really reflect on that relationship and reimagine it in a way that's regenerative rather than destructive. And to remember that when we feel a difficult emotion, it's okay to give ourselves permission to go to that place. And likewise, we can't experience like the total wild, raw beauty of our world if we're not surrendering to what's possible. Because I know in my own experience, I've spent a lot of time when I'm feeling really dark thoughts about climate change, totally numbing. And healing has happened when I've actually let myself experience the full range of my emotions. And I think that's what we want with Loam Home, is to create this warm and welcoming environment for people to experience that full range of emotions and to be held in experiencing that and to know it's totally okay. And to know it's okay to feel grief, and it's also okay to feel hopeful and energized Like, there is space for all of that. Mm-hmm. And we want you to feel seen in that.
Yeah, and also to have a platform, the space of friends and people, whether you know them or know a few, where you can express yourself and you can show gifts or things that have been brewing in your own head or things you've been interested in and haven't really been able to talk about, or maybe you feel like you don't have a platform to talk about something that interests you, but in reality you'd love to like bounce a couple ideas off of the people around you. So you can teach, you know, a French class to us, or you can talk about mushrooms as Danielle did a couple weeks ago, or play music with all of us, or and teach us something. And you don't have to be the most esteemed educator on that, or you can be, and you want to share it with more people. And so, for all of that, all of that being said, I think it's just an incredible opportunity to test things out to not feel like you have to be, you know, one size fits all. You know, you can be in experimentation and be learning and be growing in whatever that looks like for you, as wholly as yourself and totally authentic and feel welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I have to admit that in the last couple of years, I've lost a lot of steam in my personal climate activism because I feel the pressure of like needing to be perfect and needing to do it all. And not having my own offerings into this space be enough. You know, like I have my own entry point to my climate activism. And then there are things that are not on my radar at all. And I travel a lot for work and things like that. So I was feeling a lot of the pressure to just be perfect. And that I could not encourage people to join me in climate activism because of my weaknesses and my flaws. And, you know, the things that I was doing that inherently damaged the environment. And this new approach that we're creating together of just having fun and being playful and experimenting and just finding your own way has been so energizing for me. And I feel like I'm right back in it in like a new way that's actually like personally sustainable for me.
Yeah.
And I hope to invite other people to join in that. Mm-hmm. Like, I never want someone to feel like because they can't do it all, that there's nothing that they can do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people like myself included, we're afraid to ask those big questions. We're afraid of being judged for not being perfect or not knowing. And something I know that has come up at a lot of our meetings is, how do we really meet people where they're at and invite people to be accountable to showing up better, but also really encourage each one of us to identify what our values are? Because I think at the end of the day, the issue is that so many of us live detached from our true values. We don't know what it is we really care about. Or maybe we know what it is that matters most to us, but we're not actually living our lives. Yeah. Our lives. Or, like, that's the case.
Or possibly, I think for most people, it's like, you know your values, you know what you would like to see happening, but you don't have a clear way to draw the lines between, like, what's going on in the background. Like, how your habits might be misaligned with your values, like, not even realizing it.
And, totally. And I think really do feel that the issue is not what actions people are taking. It's whether they feel that they're living values-based lives. Because I'm pretty sure that like factory farming is no one's value. So to me, it's like if you could align your values and your actions, I think we would naturally reach a place of greater care for the climate. Because it's, to me, the distance between the values and actions is where so much of the tension is.
I think there's been a lot of noise over the last year, which I think is a sign that the climate movement is growing exponentially and that it's just experiencing growing pains. But I think there's been a lot of noise about, you know, plastic straws and how you should be eating versus like, is it really even ethical to fly at this point? And I think people are being told a lot of what they are not allowed to do anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's a kind of a natural way to shut people out of climate advocacy, is by telling them that the future is about to be a real drag. And I think that what we have to offer is a future that's rooted in beauty and care and support and expansiveness and what we can do, not what we have to stop doing.
Yeah.
You know, in a totally alternative way, because what I've been really blown away by in all of our events and the way that they've been prepared for and the way that people have shown up is I think it's kind of surprising people like how beautiful it is and how like fun it is. And like, we're sharing a space that is like beautifully curated, and a lot of that is local. And so it's just showing a different way that you can make things and still be really nourished by all of those things and not like, okay, this is totally unapproachable to me. I don't know how to make a vegan butter, so I can't eat it. Or this isn't going to taste the way I want it to taste, so I'm not going to eat it. It's like, no, this is just it tastes different. But it still is like really delicious. And just even little things like that, I think, have been changing even my own perspective on what this can look like and how it can feel going into my body and in a space as well.
Yeah. Well, I think the beauty component is so key to Loam Home. Proposing, modeling a vision of a better world that's just more beautiful, where we're really valuing a bouquet of flowers from the farmer's market and how that can signify deeper connection to the seasons. We're really trying to curate spaces that are just beautiful to be in for people and give them a sense of what's possible when we really ground our actions and our values. Because I feel like, I mean, this is probably like the thesis of Loam in so many ways, but is that beauty matters. Mm-hmm. We live in a world, right, where in the dominant culture's quest to turn us into consumers, beauty is constantly, like true beauty, is constantly undermined. And it's either considered a signifier of superficiality or a distraction, right? And we don't really embody in the lessons that beauty can give us for how to live our life with greater grace and abundance and respect and reverence.
And that naturally occurring beauty is everywhere too.
Yeah. There's so much beauty where we live and so much beauty in one another. Like so many of these times at these gatherings for Loam Home, I just feel like I fall a little bit in love with everyone.
Yeah, me too.
And like people are really beautiful when they're in their element, when they're like cooking food that's nourishing for them to share with others or playing a song with the intention of inviting other people into that song.
Yeah. Or experiencing like curiosity and wonder and openness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or buying plants to decorate their new home.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And just like connecting to the power of plants. I feel like beauty continues to be so integral to us, and it's been really like nourishing and energizing to get to share in that. Mm-hmm. And maybe now we can talk a little bit more about what the coming year for Loam Home is going to look like, because we've had a really lush spring and summer and fall of juicy gatherings and events, and we've got this, you know, fundraiser, and you know, where do we want to take Loam Home, and how can our broader Loam community be a part of that vision? Because we definitely want Loam Home hubs throughout the country, like containers where we can be in conversation with climate change and regeneration in ways that are uniquely adapted to each community.
Yeah. So the big goal of Loam Home is to have a space where a space central to Boulder that's easily accessible by walking, biking, public transportation, and a really beautiful space that people can truly come home to. And whether that's to stop by and grab a coffee and chat with some friends in the morning, or a place to host a discussion group for their favorite topic, to attend workshops and meetings, and a place to figure out how to vote and, you know, which representatives align with their values. Loam Home, the physical space, will really act like an immersive, multifaceted community center where people can get information that works for them, that's relevant to them, and they can plug into a larger community of people who just like share this passion and this curiosity and this like activation to be a part of something. So to get there, we'll talk a little bit about the fundraiser later on, but between now and the actual opening of Loam Home, we just really feel strongly that we don't need to wait for the building to create this community. I mean, we've already started creating this community through our book clubs and our dinners and our talks and workshops. And we're going to continue doing that until we have a physical space. So that might look like a community soup night, just because it's cold and we miss each other and we need to leave our houses.
Yes.
and just like remembering that we're all here for each other, I think is a vital part of like staying committed to this work. And then there's also gatherings that are directly connected to the work, like getting together to fill out our ballots for Boulder's upcoming city and county elections, So we're going to continue hosting gatherings and getting people excited and getting people involved and just letting them know that there are other people like them who are curious and want to learn more and want to take action now and always.
Yeah. And I think a big part of the Loam Home community will be continuing to connect with people who may have not felt welcome in traditional environmental spaces, but can feel at home in our space and invited to share their skills and join in our community experiences and really know that they don't need to have all the answers or do it right to be a really vital part of this community. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because we need everyone on board. We need everyone in this work, and we need everyone feeling inspired by this work, because for activism to be sustainable, it needs to bring you joy. There needs to be some part of it that feels juicy mm-hmm. and, you know, rich to you. And that's something that Adrienne Marie Brown talks about in Immersion Strategy, which is a book that we read last year in our book club, which is in many ways mm-hmm. kind of like a little precursor to the Loam Home. But that'll be a big part of our work moving forward, is helping people connect to what's juicy in activism and joyous for them.
Yeah, I think the emotional accessibility of Loam Home is a really vital part of our mission. Like, if we had, you know, if our home had columns, that would be one of them, is offering a space for everyone to buy in where they can. And for some people, that might look like a hands-on crafting event where they learn to, like, sew their own clothes or repair their own clothes. And for some people, that might look like, hey, I want to get together a discussion group about how climate change affects my race and people who share my ethnicity. Like, so I think that there are many different ways to engage with climate change, and that's going to look different for everybody. And so I think it's really important for people to know that Loam Home is really being imagined as not a top-down educational space where we teach you how to be a climate advocate the way that we know best. It's more of a space where we invite people to come in and share what they think and know for sure, and what their experiences are, and to gather their own little communities within Loam Home.
Yes. Oh mm-hmm. my gosh. I'm so glad we're recording this. Mm-hmm. I don't have my journal on me. I was like, I gotta write that down. Yes, I think that is such a beautiful distillation of what Loam Home is that it's horizontal education. It's community. It's collaborative, community-based education. And to the best of our abilities, we do want to create a container for people to have these sometimes really hard conversations about environmental injustice and about environmental racism and about the disproportionate impact of climate change on diverse communities throughout the country. And having a space where those conversations are welcome and supported is so essential for our collective growth. Okay, so to make this big vision more tangible, Jess, do you want to walk us through a day in the life of Loam Home?
So if you were a person in our community and you wanted to spend an entire day at Loam Home, this is the kind of day that
best day ever.
Yes, best day ever. If this is like your day off and you just really wanted to go all in on Loam Home, this is what you would experience. So Loam Home will be a physical space about the size of a house on a central location in Boulder. You might show up at 7 a.m., get some coffee, get some tea, sit down with your journal, and spend a couple of minutes in the morning setting intentions for the day, like working on some writing. You could see a friend there that you have a chat with. Ideally, we'd love to offer you some pastries, some baked goods, some like nourishing breakfast items. And then you can start your day. So maybe in the morning you attend a movement class like yoga, a dance class, a meditation session. Into the afternoon, we're looking at having a discussion group about, maybe you want to attend a discussion group about new parents who are kind of anxious about the intersection of, you know, new generations and climate change. And following that, you could attend one of our famous bread baking workshops, a daily offering, hopefully. And then, you know, meet with a friend and just like have lunch together and just talk about what's going on in your lives. right around 3 o'clock, maybe you could meet with one of our community members to help just connect with a service that you might need. A big offering of Loam Home is just a network of people who share your values that you could collaborate with in various ways. Like if I needed a new accountant for my business, you know, I can meet with a person who's in the Loam Home community who works in accounting and kind of understands my values and understands like what I am willing to spend money on and what I'm not, and can kind of walk me through like my own bookkeeping and budget setting and business goals from that perspective. Mm-hmm. So that would be my 3 p.m. appointment. And then getting into the evening, you know, I think that having a more relaxed revelry party atmosphere every once in a while is always really nice. So maybe in the evenings we have like a little happy hour in the garden where people can just talk and mingle and get to know each other and talk about what's going on in our space and in their own lives. And maybe we invite some community musicians to come out and serenade us. And so that's kind of a day in the life of Loam Home, is like all these various offerings that run a range of lighthearted and beautiful and fun to more serious and dealing with our deeper anxieties around climate, to more practical, to dealing with the ways that we build and organize our lives. And then always bringing it back home to just like being calm and nourished and supported and having fun together.
Yeah. And I think too, it's important to that throughout the day, if you're an entrepreneur in our community or someone who works remotely, you can consider this community center a creative co-working space. And we're going to have this huge free resource library full of energizing and really important reads from Naomi Klein and Adrienne Marie Brown and Rebecca Solnit that you can check out for free and use to inform your work, which I think would be so beneficial for all of us who are working remotely, is to have that. And we'll also have a seed library in the space and a tool library. So if you are working on, like just shared, a more practical project, you'll have those resources available for you, which also feeds into this idea of sharing our resources as a community and really helping make regenerative living feel possible and accessible for each one of us. And so before we close, maybe we can talk a little bit about our fundraiser and how you can be a part of it. And also invite you, if you have any further questions about Loam Home, to please reach out to us through Instagram. You can find us at Loam Love, shoot us an email, because we want to be in dialogue with you all about this space, whether you live in Boulder or not. Your feedback and your thoughts are really cherished to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on that note, our Kickstarter will be live today by the time you're listening to this, October 20th. Our goal is to raise $20,000 that will go towards events and potentially rent for our new space. And renovating it to make it sustainable and beautiful and have all the little bits and bops that we need it to have. Ways that you can get involved in our fundraiser is to just share this. Share it. Share it with two of your friends and ask them to share with two of their friends. Because this work is widespread and really needed. And we've been finding that we don't really have a model like this to go off of it. So we think it's going to be really exciting and understandable for a lot of other people. So if you could share it, or if you could even donate $1 or $2 for it in the first 28, 48 hours, that would be amazing. We're going to have, a multitude of offerings on the Kickstarter as well.
We'll have a bread baking workshop.
We will have the bread. If you can bake the bread, you can come. We'll definitely have plenty of bread. We will be, offering up a weave from someone in the community, and we will be offering photography and portrait sessions by Jess and Austin. What else are we offering?
We'll have beautiful forage bowls crafted by Amelia Davis, who's just an incredible ceramicist whose wares are really rooted in respect for the land. Like Tessa said, we have a gorgeous weaving thanks to Christine Hernandez, which is, it's so beautiful just holding it. I felt like filled with reverence. Chelsea Call, who's an incredible artist, will be offering creative consultations. There's going to be the bread baking workshop, and we're going to keep adding perks as the fundraiser goes on. Mm-hmm. But we really want to invite you, if any of this speaks to you or resonates with you, to please consider donating $2. If everyone who listened to this podcast or page through a loan publication or showed up at a workshop donated just $2, today we'd reach our stretch goal. Mm-hmm. And so we really want to remind you that no contribution is too small. The way that you are showing up in support for this, however you can, matters immensely to us.
Yeah, $2 is a serious ask. I mean, if some of the perks resonate with you and you'd like to give more, I mean, feel free. But $2 can really make a huge difference, because when you donate $2, you're saying, I believe in this and I care about it and I support this, and I'm going to put my name down mm-hmm. as a person who believes in this vision. And that is just as important to our cause as funding. Like, that having a huge bank of supporters who are showing up for us will help us secure grants and other like greater sources of funding. So really, like, no contribution is too small, for sure. A dollar or two or five can go a really long way to helping us in lots of ways down the road. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd love to thank you in advance for any thoughts you have about this and any contributions that you have, and sharing it with your community, wherever you are in the country or in the world. We're so grateful, and so grateful to be in community with you, and hope that by your next time that you're in Boulder, this is a space that you can come and visit in.
Yes.
And share with us, and that we can meet one another and continue to grow and work in this, no matter where you are.
Yes, 100%. Basically, Loam Home is a way for us all to meet you in person.
Yeah.
In a beautiful plant-filled space.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pilot program. We're hoping that kind of our 10-year goal for Loam Home is that we have Loam Homes in a lot of different cities and towns, and that, you know, it'll probably look different for different communities, but we would love to grow this space out into the world to have more places for people to come together. So even if you don't live in Boulder, you can certainly visit, please visit. But investing in this space in Boulder is investing in a future where, like, more cities and towns have a Loam Home.
Yeah. Yes, and I think as climate change accelerates, we're going to need these spaces of healing and co-creation and community building. So with that, Tessa and Jess, thanks for joining me in Jess's very spacious closet. This is actually so much nicer than my... I'm like, I got to do all my recordings here.
It's fine.
$200.
Yeah. Thank you, Isaac Silk, for editing. And Isaac and Faith Harding for intro music. And thank you to everyone, both in Boulder and beyond, who's working with us to bring Loam Home into being. We're so, so grateful to be in community with you all and for all the ways you have shown up and supported this vision. And we'll be in touch soon. Please do reach out to us. We really are here for you.